In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we need to take care not to walk as the unwise, but as wise. And he tells us that because he said, the times are evil. Well, the times in which St. Paul was living were evil. What do you think he would say about today? It's pretty awful what we're living in. And the difficulty is that as human beings, we just tend to adjust to whatever the situation around us is. And everything is looked at in a relative sense. Yeah, it's bad, but at least it's not as bad as. It's not a question of whether it's as bad as. The question is it evil? And the answer is yes. I had to go to the store the other day. I try my best not to go to the store because I can't stand it. So I'd rather do without than go to the store. But nonetheless, I had to go to the store, went to one of those big warehouse places. And I have to say, for the first time in my life, when they had the Christmas stuff out on the 19th of October, I actually rejoiced. Because it meant the Halloween trash was gone. They've had that stuff up since August. Halloween has now become the second largest holiday for the stores in the nation behind Christmas. The amount of stuff that they sell to celebrate evil is something that we really need to take note of. Because that's what we're living in. And we need to be very careful here again not to give into it. People will look at me and say, oh, you're so negative. What do you have against kids going trick-or-treating? Nothing. So why would I say not to? For a couple of reasons. First of all, as Catholics, we celebrate All Saints' Day. We don't celebrate the satanic day that is the day before. And I realize that in the way that things have worked out, that what people did is they started celebrating things on that night as basically a take back the night sort of thing. In some cultures, Halloween is known as the witch's night. And people were afraid to go out because of all the evil that was going on. So they decided to put it right back in their face and say, we don't need to be afraid. And that's true, we don't need to be afraid. But neither do we need to be stupid. And what has happened is that rather than being a take back the night, the devil has taken full advantage of the situation. And now we have all kinds of good Christian people dressing up in evil ways and celebrating evil. If you just go the 1 mile between here and Holy Trinity, there are at least 5 yards that they've turned their front yard into a cemetery. And there are a few of them where they put absolutely hideous, disgusting things up. It is a celebration of death. We are about life, not about death. We don't need to be celebrating death. Why are people making this into something so wonderful? Now, death on one hand, yeah, you can look at it and say it's a blessing. Get to get out of here. You get to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. That's not what they're celebrating. Think about it. The Satanists have a liturgical calendar. And their liturgical calendar is exactly the same as ours, because it's based on our liturgical calendar. So they're just celebrating the opposite. So if we're going to be celebrating All Saints' Day, what's their Halloween celebration about? All the souls have gone the wrong direction. All those who are celebrating Satan, is that something that we ought to be celebrating? Absolutely not. Now, beyond that, we also need to recognize that in this society in which we're living in, evil has come to reign. I remember preaching a homily back years ago, and I told the people at that time, this would have been in the early 2000s, I just haven't looked up the statistics, so I can't give you the new ones, but in 1990, there were 5,000 registered witches in the United States. In 2000, there were 500,000 registered witches in the United States. And Wicca has been the fastest growing, quote unquote, religion in America for over 30 years running. So if we went in 10 years from 500 to 500,000, I'm sure we're well over a couple of million now. And what that means is that you go to their door, you have people who are into evil things that are giving your kids candy. Now, when I was a kid, and I realize I never did actually see a dinosaur, but it must have been shortly after the dinosaurs roamed the earth. But when I was a kid, they still gave out apples and things like that. Every year on the news, they talked about these people that put razor blades into the apples, so that when the kids bit into the apples, they'd tear up their mouths. Then they started injecting drugs into that. They're doing the same thing with candy. Now, with all this fentanyl trash that they're bringing into the country, it's very, very easy for them to put that into candy, and a tiny little bit is enough to kill a child. Do not take your kids out trick-or-treating. Somebody sent me a video just last night, and it was somebody who was a former Satanist that was talking. And he talked about what the Satanists do for Halloween. Against you, that is. Not the fact that they're simply celebrating a black mass, not simply a matter that they're celebrating very, very evil things and doing evil and disgusting things. But he's talking about the people that were sitting at home giving candy to the children. Because he said, well, what we did is we cursed the candy so that when the kids ate it, they would get the curse. Do not let your kids go trick-or-treating. These things are real. And we can't just, people have this idea, and I don't know where it came from. As long as I'm in the state of grace, no curses can cause me any problems. The heck if they can't. Even if you're in the state of grace, somebody can put a curse on you. It can cause all kinds of problems. Don't let your kids be part of that. Why would you let them even risk something like that? Go to an All Saints Day party. Dress your kids up as saints. Why would you want to dress your kid up as something evil? You need to recognize when you put evil things on, that's inviting the evil forces. Again, people, we're supposed to, St. Paul said, walk as people who are wise. We become fools. Oh, you don't need to worry about that. Those are old wives' tales. No, they're not. But we think that all these things today are fun. Pokemon, oh, it's just a game that's cards. What's the problem? They're demons. That's what's the problem. Oh, Ouija boards, that's just a game. No, it's not. It's the number one way that people get possessed in America. Just a game. It's just fun. No, it is not. Now they've got things like Charlie that they've bent off of that. They've got Dungeons and Dragons. People get angry with me when I tell them they're not supposed to be doing this stuff. So they come to Mass and they worship God, and then they go and they do these disgusting things that are satanic. But it's okay because No, it's not. This is the point I'm making. What we are doing is compromising with evil. We cannot be compromising with evil. That's what St. Paul told us in the first reading. We are about Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be singing hymns and psalms, inspired songs to the Lord. We are supposed to be walking as wise people because the days are evil, St. Paul said. In other words, we need to reject it, not compromise with it, not give in to it. If I might suggest, if you've got little guys, again, get together with your friends and have an All Saints Day party. Lots of homeschool groups do that. There are ways of doing it. We'll be having adoration on Thanksgiving right here. And we'll have Mass in reparation because these evil people are going to be having a black Mass that night, which means that they found some apostate priest who's willing to say Mass, and then they will desecrate the Holy Eucharist. Is that really what we want to be taking part in? Oh, we're just dressing our kids up like demons and they're just going house to house. No, it's a much bigger thing than that. We don't want to have any part in that. So come and adore the Lord instead. Let's celebrate it in a truly Catholic way. Celebrate what's supposed to be celebrated. That's all the saints in heaven. And it is our Lord who died so that they could go to heaven. We don't celebrate death, we celebrate life. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead and he gave us eternal life. We look at the man who came to our Lord today in the gospel reading. His son was at the point of death and he came to Jesus to beg him to heal his son so that he could live. Jesus didn't celebrate the fact that this poor little guy was about to die. He said, death is a great thing. Let's celebrate it. Let's not be stupid. Let's not celebrate death. Let's celebrate life. Oh, yes, all the saints who are in heaven had to die. But for us, death isn't the end. And so we don't celebrate death. If you've got hideous things up, take them down. Is there anything wrong with a pumpkin? No. Is there something wrong with saying Happy Halloween by itself? No. Is there something wrong with putting up evil things on your house and in your yard? Yes. Because you are not evil. You are a Catholic person who is baptized into Jesus Christ, and we are to celebrate the Lord, not Satan. We are to celebrate life, not death. We are to celebrate eternity in heaven, not eternity in hell. So let's not try to make something evil into something cute, because it's not. That's exactly what Satan wants to do. Wants to make us think that it's not a big deal. That's why the Pokemon cards are such a big deal these days, because they just look like cute little cartoon characters. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, there is, because they're not cute little cartoon characters. The devil's just smart enough to know how to hide it. Because, as always, as I tell people, if the devil showed up as a fire-breathing dragon, you would tell him to get lost. Instead, he shows up and speaks in a very nice, kind, gentle voice. And he says, I'm your friend. I'll help you. I'll do this for you. I'll do that for you. You can have whatever you want. And it sure sounds good to us, and we say, okay. He's not our friend. He is the enemy of our souls. He hates you. That's what you need to understand, but he's a liar. The example I always use for people is, What if I wanted to steal what you've got in your house? So what I did instead of just breaking into your house, I befriend you. And I tell you that I'll help you, and I'll come over to your house, and I'll help you with this and that and the other. All the while I'm casing your house. I'm checking it out to see what you've got and where everything is and how I can get in and how I can move around. But I'm helping you. I'm doing this and that and the other thing for you. I'm your friend, see? And then one day when I know that you're not around, I'll just break in and steal everything and you wouldn't guess it was me because I'm your friend. Welcome to Satan 101. He's your friend. He hates your guts. He wants you to be with him for eternity. Our Lady is going to stomp his disgusting head. So don't celebrate him. Celebrate Our Lady. Celebrate our Lord and their victory over Satan. Yeah, we don't need to be afraid, and we can take back the night. But take it back for what it really is. Don't celebrate the evil that's going on that night. Celebrate what we as Catholic people are all about. It is about eternal life. It is about saints. It is about the victory of Jesus Christ. That's what we're celebrating. So don't dress up as something evil and say we're celebrating Christ. Don't dress up as something from hell so that we can celebrate heaven, because it's not right. If we're going to be members of Christ, let's celebrate Christ. And let's look forward to the day when the victory will be Our Blessed Lady's and take part in that victory, in the crushing of the head of the enemy of our souls. In the meantime, recognize that that's what he is. And reject his lies. Reject his attempts to make us think that this is cute and fun while putting our children in jeopardy. This is not how Catholics celebrate All Saints' Day. So let's reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises, exactly as we told God on the day of our baptism we would do. And let's profess and live our faith in Jesus Christ.